Blog Talk Radio.
That I'm standing here today is a testimony to it.
Obamacare. I was sick when I was a baby. The doctor said she's not going to make it through the night. Well, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. I bet if I ask you, you can say the same thing. Some doctor said, some boss said, somebody said I wasn't going to do it. But look at me now. God's grace kept me. His peace helped me. His hope brought me through it all. And that's what it's about when we praise Him. There's a great exchange.
Erase. My heart is free. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for doing your perfect work in us, God. Thank you, Father God, for creating us in your own image, oh God. Thank you, Father God, oh God, that you made us and you knows all about us, sweet Heavenly Father. Oh, gracious and merciful are you. We lift our voices to you in songs because you created us to praise you, Lord. We lift us, oh God, we lift you up, oh God. Father God, oh God, that you'll pour out your spirit continuously. Bathe us, oh God. Bathe us in it, oh God. Wash us, oh God. Wash us with your precious blood. Praise God. Renew a right spirit. We want a right spirit. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Yes, we need you. I need you, God. Oh God, I don't know about anybody else, but I need you. I need you. I need you, oh God. Father, yes, Lord God, take it out of me and make me right, God, before you, Lord God. Oh, Father. Father, someone needs you because their children is going astray, God. Oh, God. Someone needs you because they are in pain, oh, God. Somebody needs you tonight because, oh, God, Father, their hearts have been broken, oh, God. Only you can do it, God. Oh, Father God, somebody needs you tonight, God. Because they are not saved, oh, God. They need you to throw out the lifeline, oh, God, and draw them close to you, God. Oh, Father, gracious God, somebody needs you tonight. Oh, Father, because that marriage, oh, God, is broken, oh, God. They need their marriage to be mended, oh, God. They got a broken heart, oh, God. Oh, God, their heart is broken. Their heart is broken, God. Oh, God, somebody needs you, God, because their husband has left them, oh, God, for a younger woman, oh, God. Oh, God, somebody needs you tonight. Oh, their heart is broken, oh, God. Oh, Father. Some child is missing from their parent tonight, God. Oh, God. We need you, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Some child has never been found, God. Oh, God. Oh, Father, don't cast us away from your presence, oh, God, because we need you, Lord. We need you. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Don't take your presence from us, oh, God. Oh, Father God, oh, God. Yes, Lord, we need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. Father, we need you in our finances, oh, God. Our finances is not what they ought to be, God. And God, you said you will hold no good thing from those that walk upright before you, God. Oh, Father, renew a right spirit, God. God, you are the provider. You owns it all. You said it's your good pleasure to give to your children, God. Don't cast us away, oh, God. Don't cast us away, oh, God. You love us too much, too, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for what you've done, oh, God, for us. You've given your son, God, to die on old Calvary's cross for us, God. Oh, God, what else can we say, oh, God, but say thank you for this precious price you have paid for us, oh, God. Oh, God, yes, Lord God. Oh, yes. Come unto me. Oh. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Yes. Yes, make it right, God. Oh, God.
All you have to do is stay
created. Create in me. Create in me.
Do it in me.
In me, Lord. In me, God. Oh, Father God,
do it by myself.
I can't do it, God.
Do it in me, Lord.
But God, you said if I cry out to you, God,
I'll never be good enough for you.
You said you would do
it. But you love me anyway.
Yes, God. You have loved me with an everlasting love.
I am in you.
Yes, Lord God. I'm your child, God. All these that are listening tonight, God. These are your children, God.
I can feel good about you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Because I know you love me.
Oh, God.
And I just want to take this time to say, I love you too.
I love you too, God. Yes, I do.
I really love you too.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You've been so good to us, Lord.
Oh, praise your name,
we
Jesus.
We lift up our hands and we say, we love you.
We love you, Lord.
We love you,
we love you, Lord. We lift up our hands, our hearts, our eyes toward the heavens, from whence cometh our help, because all of our help comes from the Lord. Oh, God, oh, God.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord. I love you. Love you, Lord. I love you.
The devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar tonight. Yes, he is. From the west. Hallelujah. Yes, he has. Yes, God. Yeah, clean heart. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. To myself.
Yes, you have, God. Yes, you have.
And I love you, Lord.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites tonight. Ministry coming to you, praise God, live. Have you lost a loved one? Son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls, may be slain by the bullet, or whatever you may be going through. I don't know what all you may be going through. We all face different problems in our lives, praise God. But, you know, we are here for each other tonight. We are here to help you go through whatever you're going through. That's what God's Favorites is all about. To help heal your hurts. God said that. God said we are to cry with one another. When one cry, we ought to cry with them. When one hurt, we ought to hurt with them. Praise God. So that's why we are here. We are here for you. Why? Because we love you. God said if you don't love these whom you see each day, how can you say you love me? I might not can see each one of you in person, but I can lay out my heart to you and let you know I love you by bringing words of encouragement every Sunday night, praise God, to let you know that God is still on the throne and he loves you and he has loved you with an everlasting love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I can't do it, but I can believe God that he will and he can. Hallelujah. Because God can do anything but fail. Yes, he can. He can do anything but fail. Praise God. That's the kind of God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I just want to pray for my co-host tonight because she went to the hospital with her brother-in-law and her sister. Both of them went at the same time. The sister was supposed to have a stroke, but we pray that it's not. And the brother-in-law was has the flu. So the husband and the wife went to the hospital at the same time. So we're going to pray for Minister Peggy Bodden now. She has returned home, but I'm quite sure she went to get some rest from being at the hospital. Praise God. Father, right now, look on Minister Peggy Bodden right now and give her that peaceful rest, Lord. And Father God, look on that sister that she's concerned about that's been having some problems. God, heal her body, God. Look on the brother-in-law, God. Remove every, oh, God, bit of the infection from his body, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, God, for the family, oh, God, Father God, the daughter, oh, God, that's by our mother's bedside tonight, God. And, Father, I just pray your healing virtue upon them tonight, God. minister to, oh God, the sister, minister to the husband, and also minister to Minister Peggy, oh God, unless she's still at the hospital, God. And Father God, just surround them, oh God, with your precious love, oh God, and healing virtue, God. God, oh, we know, God, that you will not withdraw yourself from them, oh God. Minister to their hearts, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we command everything that trying to take this sister's life out in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, that she be made whole, God. Oh, Father God. Lord God, we know she's had some problem with heart failure. And, Father God, last year, God, and Father God, you kept her, God. And now, oh, God, a possible stroke. God, we pray against that she's whole in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, with both of them sick, oh, God, Lord, I just pray, God, your healing virtue upon them, God. Lord God, I can believe, God, that you can do anything but fail, God. Because, God, whatever you said in your word, I believe it. Oh, Father God. So, Lord, we pray, God, right now, oh, God, down from heaven, that your healing virtues is going through the both of them and also strengthening Minister Peggy, oh, God, wherever she might be, if she's still around her sister's bedside, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, or if she went home to rest, God, give her peaceful rest, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God, God, you are the healer, God. Oh, Father God, heal Minister Peggy, God, from that diabetes, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, also touch my friend Alma, God. Oh, Father God, that's with the neuropathy, oh, God. And, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm praying for your healing virtue, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you're going to, oh, God, minister to, oh, God, each one of them, God. Oh, God, in your own special way, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we cast anything out, God, that's not like you. All manner of sickness got to go in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord, we pray, oh, God, for our elderly everywhere, God, my friend, oh, God, that's in the nursing home, God. Oh, God, just touch her right now, God. Oh, Father. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. All those, oh, God, that's in nursing home, all those that's behind prison walls, God, minister to them tonight, God. Lord, God, make yourself, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, available to them, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God. Oh, Father, gracious God, yes, you good, God. Yes, God is saying he's good, and he's good all the time, and he hears the cry of his children. Oh, yes, Lord God, thank you, Father God. Oh, God, no matter what the problem may be, God knows all things, praise God. Yes, God, before we even ask, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Lord, I thank you for that, God. And so, Lord God, right now, God, oh, God, touch in a mighty way, God. Oh, Father God, you just want us to be mindful, oh, God, of your children, you say, God. Oh, Father, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. And we are mindful, oh, God, of all those, oh, God, that's in nursing homes and, oh, God, behind walls and that are sick, oh, God, and financial situations, oh, God. Father God, oh, God, we can believe, God, yes, God, that you're going to provide for every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And you said, oh, God, to come with thanksgiving, oh, God, unto you, oh, God, Lord God, because you're going to take care of these things, oh, God, everything that so easily beset us, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. And we say yes to your will, God. Yes, to your way, God. Because we want your will and your ways, oh, God, so to be the perfect way, God. Oh, God, no blemishes in your way, God. Oh, God, oh, God, thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, Father. Thank you, my Lord. Oh, we just praise you tonight, God. Oh, God, yes, because you're awesome. You're awesome in all your ways, God. And we lift you up, oh, God. Oh, God, yes, we do. We lift you high, high, because you are high above the heavens. You're higher, oh, God, than we can even ask or think. You're higher and you're wider than any ocean, deeper than any sea. Praise God. So, Lord, we give you the praise tonight, God, for what you're doing. We command the spirit of drugs out of our families. From generation to generation, where drugs and alcohol has plagued our families, we cast it out right now, and we curse that thing from the root, that it will not continue. So, Lord, we lift up our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren, that this thing will not plague them any longer. Our families are free from drugs tonight. Heron, we command you to go. My neighbor across the street, husband, is a heroin addict. I command that heroin addict to go out of him in the name of Jesus, that he be free. Lord, you know how long she's been toiling with it. I don't know, but you know how long she's been toiling with this thing. God, deliver tonight. God, deliver. Deliver from her door. Oh, God, anything that's not like you, God. And God, keep her children, oh, God. Oh, Father. Oh, God, manifest yourself to her children, oh, God. Father, as she call up on you, God, you know the toiling that she has gone through, God, with this. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Oh, gracious God. Mighty God. Awesome God. Almighty God. Almighty God. Oh, we trust you and believe you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, tonight, my topic is my season of harvest. At the beginning of this program, the kickoff the year, I spoke to you on the blessings of God, and that's what this month was mainly about, God's blessings for 2019. And I feel in my spirit, praise God, this is my season of harvest. I feel in my spirit that we are walking in a time and a season, and we can expect great things. See, we have to walk in expectation, because God wants us to be expecting him to do great, 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 and mighty things. Expect God to do something. Just don't go through life with no belief, with unbelief. Just normal. The Spirit is exceptional for us. Your belief and faith must rise from the norm. And I know I brought you the blessings last week. Now I want you to believe for them. God is not short of his word. What he said he will do, believe. Just believe. God asks us. That's one thing God asks us to do, is believe and trust in him. God is not short of his promises. God has so many promises. And we don't take time and take them under consideration. We don't even take time to ponder them in our hearts. You know, the Bible said Mary pondered that thing in her heart. We don't take time to take time and ponder the things of God in our heart. God wants these things in our heart. So if they get in our heart, then he can do something with us. But long as you don't let God's promises, his word, get rooted and grounded in your heart, God cannot move. You must believe. Do you know all the promises of God? He said his promises is yes and not nay. maybe one day I should pull up all the promises of God. But if I do that, the whole Bible is promised to us. But God has some promises in there. Praise God. And rest assured, they are meant. They are many, many promises. He said, only believe and trust in him. We are in a Jewish year right now. And I've heard so much about this Jewish year, the 5799, and I'm not going into that. But I just want to let you know, there is a set time. There is a time for harvest. There is a time for everything under the sun. And if we believe, this could be your time. I'm believing for my time of harvest, and I want you to do the same. While I claim to be this my season of harvest, you must believe in your heart that God loves you for and has loved you from everlasting to everlasting, and there is no shortness in him. You must believe that you are positioned for such a time as this. This is a season of breakthrough for me. If you don't claim these things for your life, God wants you to believe him, to expect for what he's going to do, praise God. Though the struggles may be hard times sometimes, still we are to press on to receive all that God is and will be. There is no shortness. There is no shortness in God. Praise God. He told us to be holy as he is holy. He took his time and made us in his own image. God didn't have to do that. I think about that all the time. God, you made me in your own image. You didn't have to do it. You could have made anything else in your image. You could have took the birds that are so beautiful and made them. You could have took flowers, which is so pretty. But God, you chose us. You chose us. And God, you chose us for a purpose and a reason. He is the one that kept the air flowing through our nostrils, the blood flowing through our veins. And truly, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Look at God. Think about it. So you don't think God wants to pour out his blessings? You said that you would hold no good thing from those that walk upright before you. So here I am, Father, waiting on you like a little bird in a nest with my mouth open for the outpouring. I am. I'm just like a little bird in a nest. I'm just waiting for God. But God wants to humble us. He said, humble yourself under the hand of the Almighty. I'm waiting for the overflow of his grace and mercy. He said, grace and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Grace and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I am waiting for the windows to be opened and overflow. He said, I will pour out my blessing, and you will have more than you can contain. I will pour out my blessing. I'm waiting for my healing. He said, I sent my word and healed all your diseases. And I can believe God. Trust God. Hallelujah. I'm waiting for my household. God said, I'll save you and your whole household shall be saved. I'm a lender and not a borrower. I'm not going to use no more credit cards. I'm gonna lend to others. I'm going to believe God. I know that you are God, and I know my God does not lie. And whatever he said he will do, he will perform it. If we believe, it's something about this believing right now. It's something about this believing right now and trusting God. Yes, I'm going to stand on guard and be in position as the unveiling of my season of harvest be unfolded. Praise God. I do realize, praise God, that my season of harvest, and you have to declare this for yourself, praise God, my season of harvest may come in many ways. You know why it may come in many ways? Because God knows what each one of us stand in need of. It may come financially, it may come spiritually, and it may come physically. God said he would open up the windows and he'll pour us out on a blessing more than we can contain. So the blessing can contain many things and many ways in our lives. However God wants to operate in our lives, that's what he's going to do. And as we wait before him, every demon in force, demon force, had to stand still because he has given us power over Satan, and he's under our feet. Amen. I'm able to proceed, praise God, and trample over the things that has tried to stand in my way. Anything that has tried to stand in my way going on through this year now, since this is the last Sunday of this month of January, we are going forth now. We are going forth. I'm positioned. I'm in position. And I speak to the enemy, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and everything that rises up against me, it shall fall. And I want you to do that. I am the righteousness of God, and I'm his mouthpiece going forth to take back everything that Satan has stolen from me. I will not be destroyed. This is my season of harvest. My time. My time to be blessed. There's a time and a season for everything under the sun, and you have to believe God for it. I'm waiting and expecting because he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns it all. He owns it all. Praise God. Hallelujah. If God owns it all, why can't I believe for it? Why can't I stand in awe and believe God for everything that he has planned for me and for you? Just like we just prayed for Minister Peggy and her family. Praise God. Can pray for everyone that we know and everyone that we don't know. Praise God and believe God. In Leviticus, the 25th chapter, it is speaking of the years and the year of Jubilee. You can proclaim your year of Jubilee. You can proclaim whatever you need God to do in your life. Now, it said in this first verse, and the Lord spoke unto Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep the Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyards and gather in the fruits thereof. But in the 7th year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow nor thy field, nor prune thy vineyard. That which groweth of it own accord of thy harvest shall not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vine undressed, for it is a year of rest into the land. We are coming into a land of rest. God may have you this time in this land of rest. Whatever season you in, you might be saying, Lord, why I'm in this year, but he have you in a season of rest. And he wants you to rest in him and know that he's taking you through to bring you to that expected end. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, Holy Ghost. Speak right now. He said, my grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made perfect in weakness. Praise God. My grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made perfect in weakness. Praise God. Let's read on. Praise God. And the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you. I mean, you're going to have plenty in the land. It's going to be plenty in the land for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And for thy servants, and for thy maiden, for thy high, for all of your family, there's going to be plenty. Because he's going to open up the windows and pour out a blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I read this, it brought me over to Malachi. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And for thy cattle, and for the beast, and for thy land, shall all the increase be meat. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and space of 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. And thou shalt cause the trumpet of jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, and in the day of atonement shall ye make a trumpet sound throughout all the land. And ye shall hallow the 7th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. A jubilee shall be the 5th year, 50th year be unto you, and ye shall not sow neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thine vine undressed. For it is a jubilee, it shall be holy unto you. And I am reading this because every year, you need to proclaim, because my year might not be your year. But if you believe that it might be your year, believe God. God's going to manifest himself to you. Praise God. We just got to believe God. Praise God. A jubilee, for it is the jubilee. It shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this jubilee, ye shall return every man unto his possession. And ye shall sell aught unto thy neighbor, or buyest aught of thy neighbor's hand, it shall not oppress one another. According to the number of years after the jubilee, thou shalt buy of thy neighbor, praise God, and according unto the number of years of the fruit, he shall sell unto thee. According to the multitude of years, thou shalt increase the price thereof, and according to the fewness of years, thou shalt diminish the price of it. For according to the number of the years of the fruits doeth he sell unto thee. And you know, When I first started off on this, I wanted to say, and the Lord spake unto Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, speak to the children, just like God spoke to Moses there. Over in Numbers, he spoke to Moses again. Hallelujah. This is where God brought me when I was studying this. He said, just like he spoke to Moses about the years of Jubilee. Well, if you go over to Numbers, God spoke to Moses again, and he gave him the blessings. And he told him to bless the people. And I always bless you all before you go off, because God has shown me this, and he tell them to bless the people. So God wants you to be blessed. So in Numbers chapter 6, 22 through 27, he said, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and to his sons. Not only just to Aaron, but his son. I'm telling you, God wants to bless the whole family. Saying, on this wise, you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face. I didn't say man. I said the Lord. Come on, somebody. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance. Everything about you, God, is the Lord. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God wants you to have peace. Oh my God. God wants you to have wants you to be blessed. He gonna keep you, and he gonna be gracious. He gonna cause his face to shine upon you. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. God is saying, he's gonna bless the people. He done already told Moses what to do. So we know what to do. These things are handed on down, you know. And if you follow that, see, it started back with Abraham. And it went on through, the blessings of God is all the way through here for us. It started with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then it went on down through Leviticus. Then it went on down through Numbers. Praise God. Hallelujah. This blessing is just taking over. It's going to be running over for you. Then it takes us on over to Deuteronomy chapter 28 that I gave you at the first beginning of the year. Praise God. And God just walked me through this and just walked me through this. And then it just took me on over, praise God, hallelujah, on through his word. And it just traveled with me. God just traveled with me all through there. And I said, God got promises. He got blessings all the way through here. And then he just walked with me all the way through. And oh, my God, when I got to Samuel, he said Samuel didn't ask for blessings, the material thing. Samuel asked for wisdom and knowledge, but most of all, understanding. And God just blessed him. God just blessed him. Solomon, forgive me. Solomon had more than all. He was rich. Even Job, if you let God just walk you through the blessings of the Bible, even God allow things to be taken from you, he'll give you back more than you can contain. Much better. How is you walking? How is you walking with God? Gave unto Job much more, better. What do you need from God? What are you trusting God for? Praise God. So then God walked me on over there to Malachi. Then he walked me from Malachi over all the way into the New Testament. God's blessing is still outpouring, just pouring out. It's for you, and it's for me to believe. Praise God. He said, I'll pour out my Holy Spirit upon you. The outpouring. Who does not want God's Spirit? He has put it in us. He just wanted to outpour, oh, to flood us, praise God. Not only that, we are his children, and we are pressing toward that mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ. For one day, we're going to walk on the streets of gold, where there will be no more pain, there will be no more sorrow, there will be no more of the heartache and pain that we have faced in this life. God, all the streets are going to be paved with gold. The walls are going to be like jasper. Can you stand the blessings of God? He just wants you to press on here. Press on. And watch him do it. God got so much in store for us. It starts here, but it ends up there. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's no end. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. When we all get together, what a wonderful time it will be. When we all see Jesus. Hallelujah. When we all look upon his face, when he shall call our name, praise God, because it's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God that we serve. Praise God. The blessing is yours for the asking. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will withhold no good thing from you. Believe God and trust God tonight. Praise God. I'm so glad you all came on with me tonight. Bless you tonight. Praise God. Be right back here next Sunday night at the same time at 7 p.m. Also with Minister Janice on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Praise God. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. We are so happy to have you and everyone that will listen to this program. I pray that you would just reach out to God's blessing because he wants to bless you and he just want you to trust in him and believe in him with all your heart. It may be your season of harvest. Praise God. Have a good night. God bless you. The saints lost, but we ain't lost in Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. We still gonna press on no matter what. Hallelujah. Bye-bye now.